Hey everyone, welcome to Unmuted Generations, the show dedicated to expanding horizons with people from all backgrounds and all generations. I'm Ryan Mew. I truly hope you guys are enjoying your day so far, whenever or however you're listening to this. And today's topic is about a certain event that went on last Saturday. It involved the baddest man on the planet, Mike Tyson, and a light heavyweight champion, or a former one, by the name of Roy Jones Jr., and they were involved in an 8-round exhibition match. Each round lasted 2 minutes. Keep in mind that Mike Tyson is 54, Roy Jones is 51. I'm not talking about wins, I'm talking about years old. So these are two legends past their prime, getting in the ring, fighting for charity, and it was pretty much a slugfest. It ended in a draw. Mike Tyson looked very good out there, playing the role of the pursuer, bobbing and weaving his head, whereas Roy Jones was kind of dodging, holding. He was throwing some good hooks. It was a good fight overall to watch, and it definitely exceeded every fan's expectations. As much as it was entertaining, I think there are three key takeaways we could take from this event that we should all cherish, whether we're in the fight game, whether we're in the world of business, going to the office every day, whether we're a doctor and working at the pinnacle of healthcare, or whatever career path you may be thriving and striving in. The first is that anyone could change, regardless of the circumstance you're put into or your age. Mike Tyson was supposedly arrested 38 times before the age of 13. He had all sorts of accusations against him. We also remember the infamous ear situation when he fought versus Evander Holyfield and ripped half his ear off. I would say that many people loved him because of his knockout power and because he was the typical bad guy. He was a bad boy, he was an intimidating guy, and I think a lot of people thought he would live through that path of fighting and being a warrior and kind of being an angry guy for the rest of his life. But he's really changed his life in the past few years. I would say ever since he retired, he had his struggles, but he was able to finally open up his life to humbleness, peace, and humility. And if you listen to any of his interviews, he would say, first of all, it's not easy. It's definitely not a change overnight. He involved himself in so many positive practices and initiatives, whether it's owning his business in the marijuana industry, whether it's creating a podcast, Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson. He was in several movies. On top of that, he was also involved in a comedic career for a short stint doing stand-up. He's involved in so many positive initiatives now, and he's so open and honest with the way he acts, not even looking at his boxing career and saying that's all in the past. Right now, his priority is to be a parent, to be a humanitarian, and help all the kids out there and make sure that they don't go down the same path and make the same mistakes he did. And it's just a beautiful thing to see. At the end of the day, anyone could change, regardless of the generalizations or the characterizations put up against you, regardless of the circumstances or the age. The time to do it is now. I highly encourage, if you feel like you should be making a change with your life, then just do it. There's nobody or no characterizations that should be attached to you permanently. The second is to go outside the norm. On paper, no one would really pay $50 to watch the event. I wouldn't pay to watch two old 50-year-olds fighting with Snoop Dogg, who isn't necessarily a well-known commentator. Mike Tyson's coach was Rafael Cordero. He works primarily with UFC fighters and striking, not typically a boxing coach. And Roy Jones Jr., even if we look into the fight, his style isn't necessarily normal. He's not necessarily a stand-up guy. His hands are down most of the time, so it leaves his face open for exposure. He's dodging a lot, moving around a lot. It's kind of hard to make accurate shots except if you have a really long hook versus Tyson's bob and weave, short, powerful style, which is also unique in its own right. What this all relates to at the end of the day is if we watch this event holistically from an outside perspective and the household names Mike Tyson, Roy Jones Jr., and Snoop Dogg weren't in there and the event was two 50-year-olds fighting with a rapper who was hypothetically commentating it, it would totally be outside the norm on paper. Nothing would be right, but because it went outside the norm, it took a chance, and they all kind of stuck to their own styles that they believed it was right, they were able to succeed with it. It became one of the most entertaining events in history, and Twitter was going wild for Snoop Dogg. It was one of the biggest things we've ever seen, and people are now kind of thinking, wow, maybe instead of typical commentators who actually know the fight game, we bring comedians on, we bring rappers on, we bring people with personalities on. I encourage you all to be unique, be unconventional, be unordinary, and go outside the norm. The third and final key takeaway I wanted to mention is that some things or events are larger than life. Let me say that again. Some things or events are larger than life. Not everything needs to be for a profit or get likes on Facebook or Instagram or any platform or get more followers. Some things are larger than life. Mike Tyson was quoted after the fight when asked if he's going to compete and try to get his boxing license and try to actually fight for the championship again. He was quoted saying, "No, this is better than fighting for championships. We're humanitarians now. We can do something good for the world. We've got to do this again." Tyson is making true on his promise not to just give us more entertaining performances in the future down the line, but he's focused on donating all the profits he makes from his fights to charities to help the less fortunate instead of focusing on personal gain. And I think there's a lesson to take out of that. Whether you're opening a business, throwing an event, having a side hustle, making a workshop, it doesn't need to be for money or fame. That shouldn't ever be the primary goal. It should be towards helping others, having a passion for what you're doing, and making a positive impact on the world. So to wrap this up, this wasn't just a dream match with two legends fight fans never expected to get in the ring with each other, because it was so much bigger than just a fight. It represented the human journey, how one man could go from being the baddest, most feared man on the planet, albeit with all sorts of legal troubles and not necessarily being a role model, to a humanitarian fighting for the less fortunate with amazing morals. I hope if you take anything away from this episode, it's to understand that life is more than just you, and that sometimes helping others out helps yourself. That sometimes making a positive impact in someone's life or helping someone get out of a bad situation can be more fulfilling than any amount of money or career designation you may receive, no strings attached. As a wise man once said, success has nothing to do with what you gain in life or accomplish for yourself. It's what you do for others. So, as always, on Unmuted Generations, I not only encourage you to watch the Tyson versus Jones fight if you haven't in this situation, I mean, it's an amazing fight, but I also encourage you to ask yourself the question, how far are you willing to expand the horizons of your thinking and actively seek out discomfort to evolve and create a happy life for yourself? Thanks for tuning into this episode of Unmuted Generations. I know it's shorter than the interviews. I'm actually going to be releasing one of them a week in addition to all the interview episodes. So with that, I highly encourage you to subscribe to the podcast, follow the social media pages. Everything will be in the link in the description below if you guys are curious about it. Make sure to leave a rating or review if you guys happen to enjoy this episode. I appreciate your support as always, and I'll see you guys later.